DMSO is, it's mind-blowing. Okay, so whenever you hear DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, this is what you need to picture. Mother Nature and a big old pine tree. Oh, this is gonna be good. It is potent, has a ton of uses. It's cheap, it's natural, it cannot be patented, which is a big reason why you've never heard of it. Maybe. It is something that should be in every medicine cabinet, and once the big pharma shills know I'm talking about it, oh, they're gonna be pissed. DMSO is this naturally occurring chemical called dimethyl sulfoxide. It's very commonly used as a solvent, derived as a byproduct from wood pulp. We'll talk about that in a minute. So why would you use it? Well, why wouldn't you? It can rapidly heal wounds, it's anti-inflammatory, way more than turmeric. I've even heard stories of improved eyesight. This is the most suppressed natural remedy I've ever heard of. In fact, save this video, download it to your phone, you may not see it again. Alright, let's hit the science. The NIH, since the 1860s, DMSO has been extensively studied in chemical literature. It's an anti-inflammatory pharmaceutical agent, an extremely powerful solvent. It amplifies anything it touches, able to dissolve an enormous catalog of polar and non-polar small molecules. Oxidation and reduction in tumor size routinely is used as a mild oxidant, increases blood flow and oxygen to the brain and your cells. It has the very unique ability to carry small molecules through a variety of barriers, including your skin and mucosa. It heals pain. Doesn't mask it, it heals it. So what does that mean? In laboratory settings, it's dramatically healed ulcers, increased skin flexibility, decreased pain, and it created a greater range of motion. DMSO was found to be dramatically effective for healing severe skin necrosis. DMSO may have some antiviral effects as well. Antiviral properties. So if you get sick, DMSO. And has been used in promising cancer treatments, effectively treating non-melanoma skin cancers, which opens a ton of doors. It's been used in multiple cancer studies with success, especially in conjunction with 5-ALA and EDTA. There are more than 1,200 publications on the merits of DMSO. It's not really going to expire or degrade except for indirect sunlight exposure. So when you buy the good stuff, keep the tube, even though it's in a glass container. So now that we know what it is, you really gotta know how to use it. But real quick, anything it touches, it can amplify. So make sure you don't have dirt or lotions or anything on your skin. It can be used orally or topically. Don't ever put 100% directly on your skin. Stick to 50 to 70% mixtures with distilled water. In this case, less is more, and there is some bad press for people who do way too much. Just use a little bit. It's amazing for pain, stiffness, healing, mental clarity. It can amplify the benefits and side effects of any medication, so check with your doctor. Moderation is key. And again, I'm a researcher, so this isn't medical advice. It's about time we all feel better. If you're new here, I'm Britton Simons. This video was made in partnership with Haltrophin, an incredible small company which I 1000% recommend you check out. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you next time. Cheers.